This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, I've been trying to figure out what happened, and here to join me to help me try to figure this out, because he is much, much better off with some of this stuff, and he does handle this stuff better than me, is a grassroots organizer, gun rights advocate, and buddy, Tim Knight. How goes it?
I'm glad to be here, Bill. Good. Going well, all things considered.
All things considered. So, what do you think? Last time we talked to you, you were trying to get them stirred up in Georgia. We know now that 500,000 Georgia Republicans did not vote, according to what I've read. What stifled that, do you think?
They didn't believe that their vote would count. They knocked on doors 16 days in Georgia, and everyone I talked to was either mad, that they were pretty sure that it wasn't going to count. Most people I talked to were still going to vote, but they were mad because they didn't believe the system worked. They knew that, and this it actually goes to our federal constitution, where it talks about how laws for voting are to be controlled in each state. The state legislature has the exclusive control over that, according to our federal constitution. And in Georgia, a deal was cut between the Secretary of State and some folks, most notably Stacey Abrams, and they came to a consent decree which changed the way voting happened. But what it did not do was change voting law. So it made those votes, in fact, not legal, but they're still going to count them anyway. And everyone, Bill, I was getting an education from people knocking on the doors in Georgia. I knew a lot about it, but this is what people were telling me. Look, this consent decree means basically they're going to steal this. They're just going to walk away from this, getting what they want. And the voters were very, very mad that the Secretary of State basically made up election law without actually having a law passed. Very, very mad. I've never seen such they weren't angry at me, but angry at the process. People, I've never seen it before. Never seen anything like that.
With the people that you saw, how many people that you saw came to you and said, simply came to you and said, okay, where do you want me to go, that already knew what they needed to do as far as grassroots? Because grassroots is sort of a, it's a often used term with very few people actually knowing what they're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So grassroots is eye-to-eye contact politics, and it can be at a rally where you're speaking. And that can be effective. You can convince people and to engage people. You can do that. But anything other than actual eye contact is not grassroots politics. It's something the network people sit around coffee tables talking about grassroots, or Karl Rove, who actually doesn't know anything about grassroots at all. He doesn't. He's a numbers guy, which is great, and it can be useful, people like that. But grassroots is when you're knocking on people's door, when you're having conversations with people. You know, people, Diane Mueller from the DC Project flew into Georgia, and with advice from me and others, she knocked on doors. She had never done that before, and she's like, wow, this is really powerful. Right. That is grassroots politics, when you knock on people's doors. And it is awkward to do that. Grassroots politics can be awkward. I certainly don't revel in the idea of having someone knock on my door, but if someone has the courage to knock on my door, having done this for 7 years, I'm going to listen to them, because I know there's something, is you're passionate about something, you really need it to matter. You've got to put in the time. And I was concerned when I knocked on doors in Georgia, because people had lost faith in the system. And that is by design. People are needing us to lose faith in the system. And that's, we can't have that. But at the same time, I get people frustrated and throwing up their hands and saying it doesn't matter anyway. Well, we can most definitely talk about Georgia, but what I was learning in Georgia, and a lot of the stuff I knew myself, people in Georgia knew about what was happening in Pennsylvania, where they had multiple return ballots. They had 15,000 ballots received after the election. They knew about all this stuff. They knew about Wisconsin, and Wisconsin, when you are voting, you can go vote in person, and you can even sign up to vote that day as long as you have ID. But in Wisconsin, if you ask for some sort of absentee or what we might call a mail-out ballot, in Wisconsin, there has to be a receipt for that, meaning that someone asked for it. And they're not supposed to count ballots that there's no receipt for. But they counted tens of thousands of extra ballots that were just mailed out and never asked for. Right. These things were what people in Georgia were telling me. They were educated. They were like, look, the system is completely screwed up everywhere. And, you know, the mad was, we've been betrayed by our governor, we've been betrayed by our secretary of state, and our legislators must fix this right now. The legislators that you're listening, right now. The American people are done with the system that they cannot trust. So fix it or leave office and let somebody else fix it.
The problem, as I see it, in a lot of cases, is that we're asking a lot of these guys to do something that is sort of counterproductive to why a lot of these guys become politicians, isn't it? Not really. Yeah. Not what they tell people to vote for them, but why they really become a politician.
Yeah, the trough. Political power is the thing. And this has always been my pet. You know, I used to not be in favor of term limits until someone sat me down in 2013 and said, look, I need you to reread Washington's address, his farewell address. And I mention this all the time because he said, if you get too partisan, if you get too involved, if you start thinking about party or country, if you think about this, what it's going to do for you or it's going to be about your country, and you get lost there, I'm paraphrasing, but if you get lost there, you know, this is how the country will be undone. So, to your guests, I'm not sure if everyone knew, at one point I used to be on the NRA Board of Directors. And in doing so, I actually had to run for that. It's not public office, it's private office. And I went and campaigned. I flew on airplanes and met people and, you know, did rallies and stood in lines and went to gun shows. And I campaigned to do that. And when I decided to go down that road, my wife said, so how long are you going to do this? Because she knew that I needed to have an ending point. And it wasn't to me something that I needed to walk away from. I didn't need to walk away from the Second Amendment. I just knew that my time there needed to be defined. Go, do good work, and leave. But, and I'm not George Washington, but use that example of, okay, I'm going to go, I'm going to run, I'm going to do this thing, and then I'm going to get some good stuff done, and then I'm going to leave. Now, I left the NRA board for other reasons, which are, I'm not sure. I had issue with some of the management stuff, so I moved on. But I haven't stopped being an advocate for the Second Amendment. What we have is a lot of politicians who go, and we saw this with some people who went in the Tea Party movement, not everyone. I don't want to throw everyone under the bus. But if you go to Washington and you start speaking your mind, you start saying things, you're immediately going to get bad office space and bad committee assignment.
Hang on for me right there. We're coming up on the first break. Talking about what's going on behind the scenes, what went wrong. And we're talking with somebody that has studied this for a very, very long time, Tim Knight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Second Amendment advocate and grassroots organizer Tim Knight. And one thing I'll say about Tim, whenever I would see Tim at an NRA annual meeting, there was no moss gathering on him. He was going around actually being a board member of the NRA, which I'm afraid we probably won't see the likes of that for a while, will we? Do you think? What do you know? What do you think?
I don't know. I know that other directors would be on the floor. They certainly did not. We all did it differently. The board was massive at 76. But I believe that my place was always on the floor. I would schedule meetings and things, but I always wore a blazer, and I would wear my pin, and people would stop and talk to me because I worked for the members. It was my job to be on the floor. So I would not be incognito. I would make sure that people understood I'm not their boss. I work for them. That was very important to me. It still is. A lot of people were not pleased with me having resigned for the NRA board, and I said, well, I really haven't stopped doing what you elected me to do. I'm still doing grassroots politics a year and a half later. That's always been my gig before the NRA and after. So I know there were very few NRA board members who did grassroots politics in that way. There were many on the committee, and a lot of them were very much involved in strategy regarding grassroots politics, but not a lot of them spent time on airplanes going to other states to knock on doors and educate people and talk to gun clubs. That was why the members elected me. And kind of what my gig it was. There was Sean Maloney and a couple of other directors did that, but for the most part, that wasn't really what most directors did.
And you did that on your own dime.
Yeah, I never took a nickel. I was blessed to be able to not even accept reimbursement. All my travel to NRA meetings, board meetings, hotel rooms, or when I traveled to go do grassroots politics, blessed to not have to take a dime. It was my honor to serve the members, and cost me a lot of money and a lot of time. 17 states over a couple of years, and it was tons of fun. I learned lots of stuff, and I continue to learn from Maine to Montana, California. So that meant a lot to go do that, and again, blessed to be able to do it. Not every director who is a value to the members can afford to do that, be able to, take the time to do that or to pay for the hotels everywhere. That's up to the members. But I was blessed to not be able to do those things, which allowed me some freedom to go on airplanes and be gone. I was in 2016 on the road for well more than 60 days all over the country. Spent a lot of time in Nevada and Maine because those were pretty key elections those years. And that was, again, always a learning experience. Every state, and it was definitely magnified in this last election, has its own little issue. We in Montana, you could count on a call being made to Indian reservations and votes being asked for. You could count on different kind of ballot irregularities going on in different places, and they all have their own little call that they can make. Georgia, for instance, is always a couple of Atlanta metro counties. Georgia elections, the outer counties in Georgia, there are quite a few counties in Georgia, always get their numbers done sooner, and then the metro does it. Well, it's the opposite in North Carolina. It seems that the big cities get it done sooner, and then the rural counties come in later. So the slight differences in every single state, knowing that and knowing how to understand all of that is pretty key in understanding grassroots politics.
Right. Now, when you guys went into Colorado, and you're not going to have time to answer this, so let me set this up, and we'll talk about this in the and I know there was something else you wanted to discuss. So at any given time, if you want to jump from that, just remind me. Hey, Bill, remember that stuff I want to talk about? Yeah, you remember that? So when you guys went into Colorado, the constituents in Colorado were angry because the politicians in Colorado, namely two senators, three senators, had gotten out there and communicated to each other, let's just stop listening to the constituents and do what we're going to do. And this led to, a sort of voter rebellion. And you guys had a very receptive group of constituents that you were able to go. And how much were you outspent by Bloomberg and the anti-gun organizations out there?
22-1.
Mm-hmm. So the difference being that you actually went out there and got on the street, drove a car up to a street, stepped out of the car, and walked up and down the street knocking on doors.
Yes, sir.
So
yep.
When you went into Georgia, and we got about 2 minutes here, what was the difference in Georgia? What did you find in Georgia when you were talking to constituents there?
Receptive, angry, and I think the real difference here is, well, in Colorado there are a lot of independents, so a lot of people were listening. But I would knock on, I use a program on my phone where I'm able to access data on voter information to know which doors to knock on. But if it had a door that I looked like an American flag or something parked, I would knock on the door, and sometimes it would be a Democrat or somebody who admittedly voted for Joe Biden. The difference in Georgia is a lot of people I talked to said, well, we can't let Joe Biden have complete control. I'm probably going to vote differently in this Senate election. So a lot more people seem to be interested in keeping a check in government, which is something that I had, because normally it doesn't happen that fast after a presidential election. That was different in Georgia. We certainly can talk about that more when we get back, for sure.
Yeah. I wonder now what it's going to be like in the grassroots, because I'm presuming that this is a really ripe time to get back into grassroots, because now the audience is once again receptive.
Yeah, people are desperate to know what they can actually do, and we've had a couple of blows on and processes. We're going to have state elections. We're going to have people who can affect these laws in our states, and that's going to have to be knocking on doors with poor politicians who are willing to make sure that our voting laws are preserved. I mean, that really is what it's going to come down to.
Is there any website you want to give out or anything? I mean,
absolutely. There's not for me, but I want people to start looking at a website called hereistheevidence.com. That, we can talk about it, but a lot of the irregularities in a lot of these elections are being documented there. And a lot of people say, where's the evidence? People are starting to accumulate that evidence, and we certainly can talk about that. I know we're going to have to go to a break, but I really, hereistheevidence.com. It's just spelled out. You might want to all start having a look at that, because people say, well, there's no evidence. Actually, there's lots of stuff you can look at and learn about, for sure.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden outlined a $1.9 trillion spending bill that includes $1,400 per person checks be sent to households to supplement the $600 direct payments approved in December. Biden's plan also helps out state and local governments. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls reacts to that part of Biden's proposal.
States have to balance their budget. The federal government doesn't. So AOC and now Joe Biden are going to the big piggy bank in the sky that prints nonstop money.
Old Man Winter impacting millions of Americans as they face blizzard-like conditions in the Midwest. High winds and heavy snow forcing blizzard warnings to be issued from Minnesota to Missouri. Up to a half foot of snow already being reported in parts of Iowa. You're listening to USA Radio News. Security is tight in Washington, D.C., ahead of Joe Biden's inauguration.
21,000 National Guard troops armed with M4s have taken positions in Washington, D.C. for the Biden inauguration. The 8-foot unclimbable fences are now covered with barbed wire, resembling more of a war zone than a place to celebrate. FBI Director Christopher Wray is basing the military buildup on internet chatter.
We are seeing an extensive amount of concerning online chatter, I think is the best way I would describe it, about a number of events surrounding the inauguration. Right now, we're tracking calls for potential armed protests.
The inauguration is Wednesday, January 20th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
D.C.'s mayor also extending the city's ban on indoor dining at restaurants through the inauguration, citing security concerns. Many business owners frustrated with the move as they were just starting to get back on their feet. They're calling it overkill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
To you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check out franklinarmory.com. Speaking with grassroots organizer and Second Amendment advocate Tim Knight. And I'm just to see what happens with this, I have posted the link to Here Is the Evidence on my Facebook page. What do you think is going to happen with that?
Well, I hope people look, because there are millions of people who have questions, and I'm not sure we're ever going to get answers to what happened in the past. I'd like to think that's the case. What I do know is that the future must change, or our republic will be gone, because people will not trust the election system at all. And that is perhaps the plan. Don't know. But what I do know is if we quit, we give it to them, that it makes things a lot more complicated. And I don't really want complicated in my life, Phil. I'm pretty sure you don't either.
I prefer it not to be.
Yeah.
So tell me about this website. What all have they chronicled so far on HeresTheEvidence.com?
They go through and talk about voter suppression, problems with machines, ballot issues. And they're mentioning almost every state where there are issues. Pennsylvania is pretty prevalent there. Voting machine issues is prevalent in Georgia, of course, but going through there and different, it's almost, the list is almost overwhelming. me to see all of that stuff. And people go, well, there's no evidence. No, there's lots of evidence, and it should be explored for sure. And when we're not doing that, we're really, when you dismiss it, that's a problem. So, for instance, it talks about a ballot touched by an anomaly, meaning there were over 2 million ballots that were touched by other people that probably shouldn't have. There are 923 fact witnesses right now. That means they've sworn out affidavits saying they've seen something, which means that if they are lying, they go to jail. It talks about the 50 courts that so far have refused to hear any evidentiary hearing because they said people don't have standing. How can you not have a standing in an election you were in? Some of the key headlines or key lines on the front page here are legislation, voting legislation. We talked about that, illegal voting, and that is a pretty long list as well. It's I was just looking at that actually. It has 92 different things listed. Polling place irregularities is in the hundreds. Discarded or destroyed ballots, about 165 different examples of that. Voting machine irregularities, and that is 195 stated things. And then there's another category called general, where an unverified new submission. There are so many things, and unfortunately, we all have to become much better versed in how we how our system works. I'm going to actually connect with a lady I met in Colorado in 2013 named Marilyn Marks. She works with a group who are election integrity experts, and she was part of involved in trying Georgia not to get the Dominion voting system involved in the Georgia elections at all. And she has spent most of her, I wouldn't say free time, but Marilyn spends a ton of time in these states learning about what's going wrong. And I'm going to spend time with Marilyn. I'm going to drive down and spend some time with Marilyn learning more so that I can educate people and say, look, here's the problem. You have a voting machine that does not have a record of your vote, or you had to vote three times to get it to change to R, D, however you want it, or there's no audit record, or the audit record can get changed. People need to know that these machines, and I don't know, these are just things I've heard, but if these things are true, these things need to be fixed, because if we don't trust the system, as you said, a lot of people in Georgia didn't go, and they didn't go because they didn't believe the system, or someone said it's not going to count anyway, so don't bother. Well, right. That's how you give the other side the powder, as it were, Bill.
Let me ask you a question about two things you brought up. Okay, now all of these people that filled out affidavits, if this has all been found to be true, genuine, 100% bona fide, it was a good election, clean, no this, no that, are we now getting ready to see a bunch of people get prosecuted, or is that just going to get dropped?
I think it's going to get dropped, and that's the problem. If we have almost 950 people across the country saying, nope, I will swear that I saw this. And if you dig into this this document or this website, you'll see that in some cases, in Arizona's case, there are more people testifying or willing to testify who happen to be Democrats than Republicans to say they saw something wrong. If we ignore this, we are, in fact, giving away our republic. We cannot do that. We cannot. If we are not willing to do the hard work of, A, participating in elections and keeping them honest, what are we going to do here? Then that democracy we keep talking about, just like, well, we live in a democracy. No, folks, we live in a constitutional republic, a union of states.
Yep.
We practice democratic processes. If we forget that, what we're going to get stuck with is 50.1% mob rule. So if someone decides, well, you said something, you did this, you did that, you said something bad about Black Lives Matter. I've read Facebook posts from people saying, well, I was a racist this whole time, and I laughed about it and this, that, and the other. I'm like, well, if you were that racist person in the Facebook, then you were lying to yourself, buddy. That's you. You do that. I wasn't raised that way. That's not the way I was raised. I treat every person that I meet as, hey, look, I'm willing. Let's have a conversation. I've been that way my whole life. People have all this new sound guilt or whatever. I'm not interested. I'm interested in keeping my rights and their rights. I want everyone's rights to be the same as defined in our Constitution. And I jokingly, people say, well, it's real rough when you think the Second Amendment's going away. Wait till you get to the Third Amendment. Folks, you want troops living in your house? That's the Third Amendment.
Yeah.
So it gets caught. That's going to be more than a bit awkward. And I'm not saying that's going to happen, but if we start forgetting the First Amendment, which seems big media has done that, and we're very shortly probably about to make executive orders that at least are going to make the Second Amendment complicated. I don't know, but if they do that, well, when we get to the Third Amendment, is that when you're going to care? Or do we can we go ahead and just start caring now?
And it'd be better to, Yeah.
You know what? And I am all in favor of people joining groups. Look, I was on the board of directors with more than one Second Amendment group. I get it. You being a member of something is great, but they are not a proxy for your rights. And you have to get involved. And I'm talking to everyone. Now, they say, well, I don't have the time. I didn't have the time either in 2013 in Colorado. I stopped what I was doing, and, you know, it dramatically changed my ability to earn income. Thankfully, I had the ability to not do that for a few years. But, you know, we all have to give a little. We all gave a little. But, look, I can volunteer one Saturday a month, or I can do this, or I can do that. Folks, we wouldn't have had this problem. The young lady who was running for Congress down in Anna Paulina down in Florida said, look, as they were about to take Parler offline, she said, if just 20% of you got engaged just on this platform alone, we wouldn't have any of these problems. And she was 100%. I screenshot it because I was like, that's it. She's got it. She's find it. We just need people to be involved. And I will show people how to do it. You don't need to be fearful. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's not hard either. Getting past that initial fear. They've convinced us that when we take the eye contact out of politics, we need to put it back on. I'm not telling anyone to assault anyone or do anything. I'm just saying we need to look at these politicians in great numbers and then say, look, if you're going to do a good job, I'm going to campaign for you. If not, I'm going to primary you out.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. Go check out hereistheevidence.com to, you know, an informed voter is a very dangerous voter. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
See you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking to Second Amendment advocate and grassroots organizer Tim Knight. The other question I wanted to ask you, besides the now the people being angry and everything else, what do you think is going to happen with the Dominion voting machines in these quote-unquote battleground states? They're going to double down and say, well, they worked fine for us last time.
Yes, maybe that's the strategy to get people not to vote, but I think that that's the big question. You know, Georgia just spent a lot of money on them, and, you know, that's why I need to spend time with Marilyn Marks. And learn more about not only the systems, their strengths and weaknesses, and not necessarily what's being reported, but what the strengths and weaknesses are. Maryland will have been through two election processes in 3 months at a national level. So I'm going to, she's in North Carolina now. I think she's moving back down to Georgia, and she and I are going to spend time learning that. And I'm going to share that information with as many people as I can based on what questions to ask about the system. Or systems, or what you should know before you approach your legislators. There's a little bit of time to do that. That's my mission this spring, is to get as much information as I can come on your show and others to say, these are the questions you need to be asking your legislators. Because before this election, TBS did a special on Dominion systems, and Maryland was on that thing. And in that, at that time, there were federal senators complaining about Dominion systems. They happened to not be Republicans. They were Democrats. And another person whose name I will not mention said, well, the Democrats aren't complaining now because they got the results they wanted. And someone pointed out to me, well, if the system's open, he or she who has the best hacker wins. So that takes the voter out of the process, where they're able to create decimal points for a full vote and create a larger decimal point with another one, and then, you know, make it worth more than a full vote. Those are the kind of things that can happen at the polling place, I understand, and also in accessing these machines via the internet, if they're hooked up to the internet, and they're not supposed to be. So I need to learn a lot more about that, and I'm going to be sharing a lot more about that next, you know, with you in the coming months, because we all need to know more. We need to tell our state legislators this is not going to do. You have to have, the election has to be this way. If someone's requesting a ballot, that's fine. But the blanket mail-out ballot. Now, Bill, in 2013, when I got involved with the Colorado recall election, this was an important thing because at that time, Colorado had traditional voting. You could ask for an absentee ballot or you could go vote in person. We forced the governor through collection of signatures to host, or rather put on, he had to say, we're going to have elections for two senators. When that was going to happen, the state legislature scrambled and said, well, what can we do? Because we really don't want to have these elections. What can we create here that will at least give us a better chance? Because these legislators had already said, well, we don't care what our constituents think. They were super unpopular. So their model was the state of Washington and the state of Oregon, which have what I call blanket mail-out ballots, meaning everyone who's registered to vote gets a ballot. People say, well, Tim, why is that a problem? It shouldn't be a problem. It shouldn't be if we were all honest. But folks, the minute it leaves wherever it's going, being sent from, it hits the post office. When it hits the post office, that ballot can be parked, which means it's sorted and put on a pallet in the back or in a bin or something, and it could possibly stay on there, depending on what your party affiliation is, for a long period of time. You may never get it at all. You may get it. You send it back. Now, some states have drop boxes, but some states will allow you to mail your ballot back. That you thought a whole bunch of people touch your ballot. I'm going to encourage everyone who cares about this process, unless they have no other choice, to make sure that as few people touch their ballot as possible. Because every person who does touch your ballot can possibly manipulate it the way you do or do not want. And that
means voting in person, right?
Yeah, voting in person. If you work at a nuclear power plant and you can't do it, or you're sick, or you're infirmed, or you don't want to go out, that's a different thing. But this everyone should vote thing is false, folks, because we want everyone who's going to legally follow the process. Because we, you know, in several of these states, and that here is the evidence website, people are going to vote at the polls, and the poll worker will say, "Well, you already voted." No, I didn't. Well, that means somebody voted on your ballot already. That happened all over the country. Now, that happened in Georgia. That happened in Wisconsin to someone I know. But I showed up at the polls and they said I voted already, which means then your ballot becomes provisional, which means they're probably not going to count it. They might, but they might not. They can't find any evidence otherwise. So is that really how we want this all to work? No. What we want is every legal vote. We don't want other people handling our ballots. We want to do it ourselves. So to answer your question, the long version of this is that I have to become an expert in this. Doors, knocking on doors, engaging people at gun clubs, doing all that, not getting as much range time as I'd like is a thing. But now I must go and inform myself not only about what's happening in Georgia, because it's very close, I live just across the line in Tennessee, but I need to figure out a national strategy and some of the what's being used where, because I need to inform voters how the system can be used against them and how the voters can use it for themselves. Unfortunately, I've been deplatformed everywhere I've tried to talk for years. So hopefully I can share this as many people as possible, hopefully through you, Bill, and others.
Sure. I've heard it said, and I've heard a lot of people talking about this, that the Republicans, until they decide to fight as aggressively as the left does, that they're never going to win. But when you start pointing out what that means, are Republicans willing to board up windows so you can't observe them counting votes? Are they willing to keep observers away? Are they willing to take control over certain things? And I'm almost certain that if we were to do that, of course, that's going to cause a little bit of blowback, because it's okay when they do it. It's not okay when we do it. Do you think we're going to get to an aggressive, possibly kinetic moment? Because we have a few years here in the next go-round. We got a couple. We probably got a year right now to figure out and get a feel for what's going to happen in the midterms.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are going to turn out in the midterms, because I'm sure this is probably going to be the biggest midterm turnout on the Republican side that's ever been. Would you agree?
Yeah, 100%.
So when that happens, if they get turned back, I mean, I looked at how many counties Joe Biden won. Joe Biden won 505. Barack Obama won 847 in 2012. And in this particular case, Donald Trump won 2,400 or 2,300 counties. And still they want me to believe that he got 12 more million votes than Barack Obama. And they said it was the most populous counties, but I mean, then we start getting into the Electoral College thing and all this other stuff as far as what that means for him. But, you know, is this a potentially smoldering powder keg we're sitting on right now?
Yeah, this is them coming for the powder. This is that. Hey, we're going to take this away from you if you don't protect it. And in this case, I'm not talking about the powder, folks. I'm talking about the electoral system.
Yep.
If we do not fix it now, our children will not get. I mean, elections will be nothing. So, to anyone who disagrees with me, maybe even with me politically, are you willing to throw away our republic to get this? A short-term result to throw it all away? Because the Constitution is not multiple choice. It isn't. But when they start making it multiple choice, everyone loses. Everyone. You can be accused of things, and it will be way more than the court of public opinion that will affect you. So we can take the time to fix this. Even if you didn't like the Trumpster, you're willing to throw away our republic to get a short-term result. We have a problem. And it's going to be far bigger than outside of Houston. We have a problem. Houston thought process.
We ought to spend 2021 while we're locked down and everything. Every time you come up with something, you just shoot me a text, and we'll bring it on the air.
Let's do it.
I can do that. I like that kind of stuff. At one time, Tim was doing a podcast. I think he should still be doing a podcast, but Tim has gotten a little more involved in a few other things, and so the podcast falls by the wayside, but you can come here and do the broadcast thing anytime you want. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
I appreciate it, Bill. Thanks a lot. Take care. Head down, powder dry, my friend.
There you go. Best words said. Coming up next, hour number two, going to talk to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.